This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Jake Quidian. Hudson is currently serving as the assistant vicar of St. Stephen's Orthodox Church in Houston. And at this time, I invite Hudson to lead us in the devotional for this evening.
If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4, verses 17 through 22. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 4, verses 17 to 22. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you. Our Lord and our God, now and always and forever. Amen. As we are in the Apostles' Lent, I thought it would be appropriate to meditate on the account where Jesus calls his first disciples. Today's devotional is taken from Matthew chapter 4, verses 17 to 22. It's a familiar passage for many of us where we see Jesus selecting his first disciples. In calling his first disciples, he selects Peter, Andrew, James, and John, four fishermen. He first calls Peter and Andrew, saying, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they leave their nets and follow him. And then he sees James and John mending their nets, and he calls them. And James and John immediately leave their nets and follow him as well. When we talk about being fishers of men, it is definitely easier said than done. It's no secret that in our church, we struggle to bring converts. A majority of the time, people are either born and raised in our church, or they're married into the church. And marriage into our church only occurs because it's a cultural practice for us, that the girl will follow the man's faith, and so we abide by that. But we have to remember that we also lose people under that cultural practice, as many of our girls have marriages outside of the Orthodox Church, thereby no longer being in communion with us. Christ says, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." So in that case, shouldn't we, being the church which Christ established, the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, all be fishers of men? Why is it that we are not? Did Christ make a false promise? Or maybe we are not following Christ the way Christ is calling us to, the way the first disciples followed. If we look at Peter and Andrew, we see that Christ first tells them to leave their nets. The church fathers tell us that the nets represent the worldly pleasures that entangle us. What are the nets in our lives? What things of the world are keeping us from following Christ? Oftentimes it's money. Maybe it's a high position in our society. Perhaps it's our ego or our pride. If these worldly things become our main focus, then like a net, they trap us, making us unable to follow Christ, and thereby making us unable to become fishers of men. If we notice, in the boat with James and John was their father, Zebedee. But he did not follow Christ, but he stayed in the boat. Why didn't he come? Did Christ not want him to come? One of the great biblical commentators, Blessed Theophylact, writes that of course Christ wanted Zebedee to follow him as he wants everyone to. But it is because the father Zebedee was not willing to leave his net that he was unable to follow Christ. In the same way, Christ wants all of us to leave the nets of the world and follow him. But he won't force us. We have to decide to leave the nets of the world. It's interesting to note that Christ did not look at his disciples' educational background or status in the society. They were poor fishermen. When Christ called them, they were mending their nets. And the fact that they were mending nets meant that they couldn't even afford new nets. They had to mend or fix the broken nets they had. The commentary from the Orthodox Study Bible says that the first disciples were illiterate and unlearned. These people of the land whom Jesus called would be revealed at Pentecost as the wisest of all. Despite their education and lack of wealth, they had the wisdom to follow Christ. Oftentimes in our parishes, we seem to equate educational and professional success in the secular world with spiritual success in the church. But they are very different. Not that working hard and using the abilities that God has given us are not important. I'm not saying that at all. But that should not be an end in itself. If we are true followers of Christ, the question should come, how can I use my talent? How can I use my treasure? How can I use my time to serve my God? Many of our forefathers, our grandparents and great-grandparents were not very educated or financially well off. But they had wisdom to know the importance of waking up early in the morning to pray and to read the Bible. They had wisdom to know the importance of attending the prayers and worship of the church and making the church a priority in their lives. They had the wisdom to know the power of fasting and prayer. In today's society, we may think that these are old customs, unnecessary or irrelevant. But it is probably by the prayers of our ancestors that we have the blessing and opportunity to be in this country. The first apostles were not very educated or wealthy, and perhaps our forefathers may not have been very educated or wealthy, but they had the wisdom to follow Christ. Yet we, with all our education, with our wealth, and with our knowledge and status, we lack the wisdom to follow Christ like they did, and like the first apostles did. As I pointed out earlier, our church is comprised of people who were raised in the church or those who were married into the church. What this generally means is that this is probably not your first time hearing this message of following Christ to become fishers of men. Chances are this is not brand new information to you. So then why are we waiting? Why are we not leaving the nets of the world? It's interesting to know that upon Jesus' call, Peter, Andrew, James, and John all left their nets immediately. St. Matthew uses that word to emphasize how quickly they answered the call of Christ. When talking to people as to why they do not want to give up things that are hindering their communion with God, their answer is consistent. They look at the pleasures that this world has to offer and think, let me enjoy this while I'm young. I can serve the Lord later when I get older. And even though we may not admit it, many of us feel the same way. We feel like we only have one life, and we should enjoy it as much as we can. There's always time later to follow Christ. This reminds me of when I was a young boy. My parents would ask me to do various things, whether it be clean my room or wash the dishes, etc. And many times I did not want to do it right away. It wasn't that I was against the idea or I did not believe that cleaning my room or washing the dishes was important, but I just did not want to disrupt what I was doing. I was too busy at the moment. For example, I might have been watching a television show or talking on the phone. But after a few times of this, my parents would scold me about it. And I would respond, it's not like I'm disobeying. I'll do it later. What I failed to realize was that delayed obedience was disobedience. Even though we've been in the church a long time, many of us still have not decided to truly follow Christ. Sure, we believe that following Christ will bring us eternal life. We believe that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. But we're just busy at the moment. We're tangled up in something else that's holding us back from really following Christ. We have every intention of following Christ, but we just can't right now. We think we have a lot of time to leave our nets and follow Christ, but the truth of the matter is, death can come at any time. That is why Christ always admonishes us to be vigilant, to be ready at all times for the coming of the Lord. And the church reminds us of this through prayer. Here's an excerpt from our Saturday morning prayer. My life is short and death approaches. What shall I do? Do not promise day by day that I will repent, lest today or tomorrow death should come upon you. The time we are given on this earth is precious, and we should use it to repent of our ways, leave the nets of this world, and follow the call of Christ. Once we are true followers of Christ, living a life of prayer, fasting, and giving, a life in the Holy Church, then only we'll be able to become fishers of men. Unless we decide to deny ourselves and follow Christ, we will not be able to witness his love to those outside of the church. We can never become fishers of men. Look at the example of Mahatma Gandhi. It's a well-known fact that throughout his life, Mahatma Gandhi studied the Bible and tried to practice the teachings of Christ. But when he was asked why he didn't desire to become a Christian or a member of a church, his answer was this: I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ. Whether we know it or not, when we are a part of this church, we represent Christ wherever we go. People's perception of Christ can be based on their perception of us. What are the nets in our lives? We must leave our nets in order to follow Christ. With Christ calling us, there cannot be any hesitation on our part. The time is now. Let us look first at ourselves. When we focus on following Christ, we become witnesses to the world around us. Those around us will notice there's something different about us. We are not caught up in the net of the world, but we've left the net and decided to follow Christ. Christ is not looking at our qualifications or our abilities. He's just looking for one thing, our willingness to follow. Once we decide to follow, the Holy Spirit will equip us with all that is necessary to become a fisher of men. He will give us the opportunity to witness Christ and his love to those around us. Let us make the choice to leave the nets of the world which entangle us and follow Christ, so that we may become fishers of men. During this Apostles' Lent, may we be able to follow the example of the first apostle and leave the nets of this world and follow Christ. Through the prayers of the holy apostles, O Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory and thanks and blessings for his living words to us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.